am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, March 11th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. So wild and dystopic that we survived the Oscars. We'll talk about that perhaps and a few other things. Anyway, it's Monday and it's another Monday with Mitzi. My mom, Mitzi, will be joining me today, and so that should be fun and exciting. And so without further ado, maybe we should just dive in. Welcome. Good morning, Mitzi.
Good morning, Christopher Michael. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How are you this morning?
I love it. I'm doing great. Never can not laugh when we do that.
Yeah. It's a thing. It is a thing now all of a sudden.
I know. It's a great thing. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, nobody listens to this broadcast, but many people actually listen to this broadcast. I see curious clues and things around. So if we hear people at the grocery store saying, good morning, how the hell are you? Then we'll know something's up for sure.
Well, yeah, and it started so innocently with us because it was a blast from the past that you dug up that we couldn't quite remember where it started, and then we recreated it. But so it's got a lot of legs to it.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it's as we've discussed. I mean, it's arguably it's very unorthodox, shall we say, for a child to say that to a parent. But that's part of what makes it fun, you know. Part of the appeal was, you know, reaching back the blast from the past, like you said, and then saying it was a way to shake the fog out and the funk out and to say, you know, something fun, something spontaneous. And that was
Yes. Yeah. And it's like so many things in life these days. It's the energy behind it, because when we say it, we just laugh instead of saying, you rude little whippersnapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I know. I think we could use that energy with a lot more things that happen in life and kind of follow our instincts, so to speak. So anyway, I always just get a big old smile on my face when we start out that way.
Me too. Well, it's the Monday after the Oscars.
Yep, and we sprang forward night before last too.
It seems all three of us were able to, we managed to do that successfully.
Right.
You, Julie, and I, we all did that, so.
Yeah, and you know, I have a car that I cannot figure out how to set the time on, so for 6 months out of the year, my car has the right time, and as of yesterday, it started having the right time again for 6 months.
Perfect.
I know.
Works. There you go.
I know. There's blessings in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny. Well, I thought it was interesting. I'll just say this. I think, let's see, Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel is number 7 on Twitter's trending right now. And John Cena is number 21.
What does that mean?
Well, and what's interesting is I don't see the Oscars anywhere on the list. Hollywood's on the list, I think. Let's see. Yeah, Hollywood is 13. So Kimmel is 7, Hollywood is 13, and John Cena is 24.
Uh-huh.
Kathy Griffin is 26. I'd rather not even mention her name.
Yeah.
But the Oscars are not on the list. So I think what that means is, again, it reminds me of the Seahawks' first Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was so bad that all anyone could talk about the following week, and I think for quite some time after that, was the officiating.
Yeah.
So this reminds me of that.
Players pushing their coaches around.
Yeah. Well,
that was lovely.
Do you remember the Seahawks' first Super Bowl? You may remember because one of your children has a dog in that fight.
It's a true story. Not to mention the Mariners.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that Super Bowl. What happened?
One of my favorite stories about that was when it dawned on me that I feel like the state of Washington, in terms of sports teams, has what I call the curse of mediocrity, that they are prone to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And I was explaining this to him at one point, and that was many years ago. And I gave him some examples, and one of them was the Seattle Supersonics, I think. Actually, I think he said, you know, the Sonics are going to they're in the playoffs this year. So, you know, I gave examples like the Mariners winning 116 games and not being able to, I don't think they even went to the World Series that year. They didn't make it to the playoffs, I think. They won, you know, so many games, and there are the other examples. For a while, it was it was Gonzaga. They could get to the, you know, they'd make it to March Madness, but couldn't do anything about it, or, you know, get to the Sweet 16 and couldn't advance.
Much less get to the big dance.
Yeah. And so there were several examples. There was the Washington, the WSU Rose Bowl game, I think, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, several examples. And then, you know, he says, well, the Sonics are in the playoffs this year. And I said, well, how bad do you have to be not to get into the playoffs in the NBA? And he goes, good point. So, lowered expectations.
It kind of seems to be a pattern, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So, the day after the Oscars, what's trending is not the Oscars, but the sensational, awful nonsense. That's what I gather from those three trending on Twitter.
The sensational, how did you put it? That was awesome. Sensational.
Well, I was thinking something else, so I'm not sure. I'll have to listen. And...
Well, you know, I'm kind of allergic to really watching things like that. So I've got to say I was multitasking. I was at a friend's house, and she owns a bead store, and she does classes on Tuesdays, and she had to make examples of her class project for this Tuesday tomorrow. And so we turned it on in the background, so I can't say I watched it, but I looked up every now and then and got glimpses of it. So I don't know what the part about John Cena is, and I didn't even know who he was until now that you mentioned his name, because he's got kind of like black hair with gray, like lightning bolts through it or something. Like, I don't know, but I think that's who that was. What do you know what happened with him?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't.
You have, well, here, let me do this. Second. Oscars. Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know if Skype is going to cooperate, but that's in your Signal group also. And I think you meant to put the boots for Julie in Skype, not Signal. Are you following me?
Yeah, I was just watching the John Cena thing. No, that was exactly not what I was thinking of. I saw this guy in the audience, and I couldn't recognize who he was, and he had this black hair. But that thing, I didn't see at all. And, oh, my God, what was that all about?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So was he a presenter? Did he? I have to watch the rest of it. Did he present?
That's the rumor.
Did he take that piece of paper and hold it up to his face so he could read it and expose the
I guess part? You'll have to find out. That reminds me of a story about your mother. You must be turning into your mother.
Well, I hope so. I like her.
Do you
want
to tell that story, or should we tell that story?
Go ahead.
No. By all means.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about, so that's why I'm saying go ahead. Refresh
so,
me.
A certain child of yours had pictures of her wedding that she was passing around. And one of those pictures had a sticky note on it for obvious reasons.
Aha. I don't remember that.
Well, that's selective memory kicking in.
You know, and you get to have that when you get older. You know, you get to have selective memory loss. I'm going to have to hear more about that story because it'll come back to me. I think, was that your oldest daughter, your oldest sister?
Perhaps.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's coming back.
And then as your mother was going through the pictures, you know, she started to lift the sticky note, and that daughter of yours shouted, "Granny!" And she started laughing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It comes back to me now.
So before there was the Oscars, there was a wedding. And there were some, streaking involved. And there were the next, you know, the following day, there was a request, please don't ever come back here.
Yes, yes, I remember that well. We had that wedding on, I think, a 900-acre ranch in Idaho, and we didn't think that we could even disturb the neighbors, but we could disturb the neighbors, and we kindly got asked to never any of us ever go back to that ranch again.
Never return, please.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I think I was standing next to that guy with the sticky note.
Yeah, oh, but that wasn't on national television. So that was later, and
that
most
was
of
later.
The kiddies were not present. So the, you know, the trouble with that thing on the Oscars is, you know, I think traditionally it's been considered a family-friendly thing. It was some time ago anyway, maybe. But obviously nothing is anymore. This is the way things are going, apparently.
Well, I'm gonna have to watch that little thing and see. Fortunately, I missed that whole thing, and like I said, we just kind of glanced up at different parts of it while we were crafting, which I think was more better for us than just sitting and watching the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, I don't even participate because there's always something that upsets me to the point that I almost want to yell at the TV, and that's not healthy for my dog.
Yeah, that probably would have been the case.
Anyway, yeah, I'm not sure what the underlying current is that we're supposed to glean from it. I mean, back in the day, you know, and they show flashbacks of different eras of Oscar days. And one of the things that I did notice in my glancing up occasionally is that people are not eloquent. You know, they can't talk, they can't speak. And some of the people that got up there were buffoonish. I mean, I did see Billie Eilish accept her award. And I mean, she was just gaffing, you know, that. And that wasn't the only one. I mean, there were other ones too. And I mean, if they're nominated and they're sitting there and they know that there's an eighth or a tenth of a chance that they're going to have to go up, don't you think they might be a little bit prepared?
Yeah.
And then
yeah, it's
the
really.
And then they're the ones that are overly prepared that when they do win, then all of a sudden, you know, I listened to a wonderful podcast this weekend. I enjoyed it immensely. But Simon Sinek was doing a podcast on your purpose, finding your purpose. And he had a mentor at one of the businesses that he worked at early on. And he had a tendency to kind of explain things, and after the meeting she said Simon, I just want you to know sometimes three quarters of an answer is better than an answer and a half. And so, you know, like the people that won the award for the movie from the Ukraine, you know, it was the first movie that Ukraine won an Academy Award. That was a answer and a half, not a three quarter answer. So, you know, sometimes they're overly prepared and sometimes they're underprepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, obviously that's a thing these days. Everything is a political statement, and yet we are proud to celebrate our ignorance. Again, I think it would be fascinating to inquire how many of those people actually could find Ukraine on a map or articulate why they stand with Ukraine, quote unquote.
Well, I mentioned those exact two things during the Academy Awards last night to my friend, because you said that to me.
Yeah. Was it interesting to them?
No. Well, yes, it was interesting to them because we couldn't find it.
We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
A attention, freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. Yeah, it was a busy weekend. So there was the Oscars yesterday and UFC 299 the night before that. Donald Trump was actually, he made an appearance.
Was that a fight? So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I keep sort of making the drawing the parallels between what's happening in America, how we're moving closer and closer toward idiocracy being a reality in America. And that is another one of the examples, I think, that seems to fit the bill.
I couldn't agree more. Idiocracy.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
What?
The movie.
Is there a movie called Idiocracy?
Yeah.
No. No, is it on the big screen? Is it on, where is it? How do you find it?
It was released in 2000.
No, I haven't
seen
it.
And so...
Sometimes it's a wonder how I function for what I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's probably better that way, I think, in this case.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a movie, and we seem to be on a collision course with irony there. And, you know, I mean, I mention, it reminds me of Carl Sagan, basically, you know, I mean, he wrote about this in his book. He's not the only one, but I just think it's kind of interesting. You know, somebody like Carl Sagan would write about this back in the 90s in his book, The Demon Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark. Pat in Texas would not appreciate me mentioning Carl Sagan, but I'm just saying it's interesting that he says, you know, that this is the direction we're going. The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media. 30-second sound bites now down to 10 seconds or less. Lowest common denominator programming, credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance.
Interesting. So, I just read the little bio, what Idiocracy is about, and it sounds like something I want to watch.
Yeah. Well.
How does it end? What's your take on it? That's a loaded question.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that makes it particularly interesting is last year, after almost 20 years, Terry Crews reprised the role as President Camacho. President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Camacho. And this is, I think, you know, where we're at. Maybe I'll share a picture of Brandon Herrera, who you know, could be the poster child for President Camacho.
Wow.
The AK guy. So I'll send a picture to you guys on Skype, and you can decide for yourself what the, you know, if there's a parallel there.
Well, we're definitely yin and yang, because what I don't know, you know extra of.
I'm a wealth of useless information. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ta- Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Choke man.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I tried to throw a couple of links in Skype for you real fast. If you look at the picture of Brandon Herrera, it seems to resemble Terry Crews as President Camacho. There's the scene where he's Terry Crews is basically shooting to quiet his constituents, shooting his machine gun into the air.
There you go.
I mean, in your lifetime, do you remember seeing anything like that? Somebody, you know, so Brandon Herrera is pictured. This is a this is an image that he featured on his website, Brandon Herrera for Congress. And it obviously was picked up. The article that I sent over featured that image. And that's San Antonio Express News. And this is the image they ran. Political candidates don't need to pose with big guns to impress voters. This truth seems like something we should have learned during recent election cycles, but as the 2024 campaign revs up, at least one San Antonio-era congressional hopeful is showing off his guns. He likely won't be the last. Brandon Herrera, also known as the AK guy, is a firearm entrepreneur and social media personality with more than 2.8 million subscribers on YouTube. Last week, he announced his bid to unseat Congressional District 23 U.S. Rep. Tony Gonzalez in the March 5 Republican primary. So, you know, Brandon Herrera, like Tony Gonzalez, is a veteran, but apparently Tony Gonzalez is not veteran enough. So,
wow.
I mean, in your life, do you remember anything quite like that?
No, and I'm pretty disturbed by it.
So, you know, one of the things I mentioned when this comes up is back in February of 2016, Eaton Cohen, who was the one of the co-writers of Idiocracy, tweeted, "I never expected Idiocracy to become a documentary," and he's talked about it, but that's kind of where we're at. And there were signs after that. If you go to the Wikipedia entry for Idiocracy, you can see there's a section titled Legacy, and they talk about this. You know, there's a little image with a caption, a placard during the 2017 Women's March describing Idiocracy as a documentary, quote unquote. Idiocracy was just supposed to be a movie, not a documentary. So, alluding to a certain someone. And so, I don't know if we want to talk about this at all, but there was the Oscars yesterday, Jimmy Kimmel. You know, Donald Trump apparently provided some of the fodder for Kimmel to take shots. There was the tweet, or whatever you call it now, that Jimmy Kimmel read. And then he said, you know, isn't it past your jail time? And everybody roared.
Yep,
I saw that. The crowd erupted. But then the day before that, Donald Trump showed up at UFC 299 and to, you know, chants apparently defamatory to the sitting president. So, anti-Biden chants.
I tell ya.
Yeah.
No grace.
So, you know, apparently this, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, there are people, you know, comedians like to poke fun at people, But sure. One of the things that I'm a little bit put off about is that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's barbs that he throws out to people are not kind poking barbs. They're mean. You know, it feels to me like it's mean.
I agree. And, you know, if I didn't know better, I would think that the idea is to sort of draw everyone into that kind of thing. And, you know, with the reference to these two events over the weekend, to sort of divide people against one another.
Yeah, you know, remember when we went through the phase of people doing roasts, you know, and they'd roast the stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they'd say pretty crazy revealing things about them. But mostly they were funny. I mean, they were, you know, it just didn't feel mean. And his barbs feel mean to me.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
So that was what that tweet read like that he read at the end of the show. You know, he put it right after, I don't know, most of the big stars, the leading roles, and right before the movie of the year, and stuck it right in there. Says, we got a few minutes here, I get to put this in. And I just didn't think it was necessary.
And it probably was, a bit over the top, as you say.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't watch those sort of things. And I kind of was, you know, I didn't have nightmares over it, and I'm kind of surprised. And then we
really
don't even go into the fashion. Oh, my gosh.
What fashion?
Yeah. Well, John Cena, I guess, was, you know, I did look at that a little bit on the break, and apparently that was presenting the award for best fashion designer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be, you know, there's a name for this, and I forget what it is. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it, I think it creates, or it feeds into a trend. And sort of becomes a meme of its own. Basically, you know, in a word, I would call it banal.
Banal?
Banal.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Trivial.
Well,
hackneyed, feeding on itself. Over-repeated, overemphasized, just a sort of echo chamber of slapstick, juvenile, lowbrow humor, if you can call it humor.
I like that. Yeah, lowbrow humor. I guess that's how I feel about Jimmy Kimmel. He's lowbrow humor.
So you caught some of it. Was any of it, I mean, did you enjoy any of it?
Well, not really. You know, I didn't see anything that was, you know, I always appreciate the what they do to give tribute to the people that have passed in the last year. You know, that's always, that's always a sobering, meaningful moment for me. I mean, I guess to me that would have been the highlight of the whole thing. But I didn't really catch any of the speeches. I don't know if they honored a star from the past, or I think they did something about Robert De Niro, who I think is very interesting because he has weathered well, whereas Al Pacino came out and presented an award and he has not weathered well. I mean, he walked out, you know, kind of like a bit of a hunched over man that was kind of, it felt to me like he was kind of in pain. I mean, it was, his walk was kind of labored and his voice was pretty gravelly. And, you know, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro have gone parallel a lot in their careers. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, Robert De Niro has weathered well. And I don't know the story about how Al Pacino is doing, but it just looked like two different situations, yin and yang. Anyway, you know, no, I mean, like I said, the part about honoring people that we've lost in the last year is probably always my favorite because it you know, you have all these memories of things that you've seen them in and kind of like listening to old songs, you know, so that was worth tuning in for. But the rest of it, honestly, I could have skipped.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're alone. I think as I looked around this morning, not that I see much or anything in particular, but it doesn't seem like, I mean, there used to be, it wasn't that long ago, that watch parties, you know, Oscar parties and things were fun and people would get dressed up for that and it was exciting. I don't think that's much of a thing anymore. What will people do next year? Will they dress up as John Cena presenting the, you know?
Well, that's interesting. And I was invited to one of those parties and I didn't go because so many, you know, parties like that, they're not about the show, whether it's the Super Bowl or award ceremonies or whatever. And you don't end up really watching the show. You end up socializing, which is probably better. Yeah. But, you know, mm-hmm. The fashions that I saw very many of them yesterday reminded me of that Carol Burnett skit where she's like,
Gone with the Wind.
Doing Scarlett O'Hara and Gone with the Wind, where they cut up curtains to make an outfit. That's kind of what the fashion was like yesterday. Bedspreads and curtains and heaven only knows what else.
Yeah.
Did you see any of them?
What's that?
Did you see any of the fashion?
In yesterday's Oscars?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, you'll know what I'm talking about when you see some of it. It's pretty comical.
So I wonder what the world sees when it looks in at all of this.
Well, the men were very pretty, and a lot of them were wearing brooches on their lapels. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's all very confusing, you know?
Yeah.
There was a time, you know, and it was interesting because there was a time when women's fashion was a way that was not functional. It was more just for, you know, just for show, you know, like the really, really, really short mini skirts and, you know, and stiletto heels and that kind of thing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things in fashion that aren't meant to be functional. You know, you're not able to perform, you know, like different things, you know, to be practical, I guess, is the word that I'm searching for. And that was what approached my mind last night, was that, you know, a lot of the things that people were wearing were not, you know, you couldn't even sit down in them. You know, some of the dresses, I don't even know how people would sit in them or move. And it kind of reminds me a lot of everyday fashion, you know, the Lululemon thing and the clothes that people wear. I mean, so many people wear skin tight clothes, you know, from like the neck down to their ankles. And I just, sometimes I look at it and it, I just think, what happened to the days of mystery? I mean, you know, there used to be some imagination that could be used in men's and women's clothing, everyday clothing. And yeah. There's not a lot of mystery anymore. You know, I don't think John Cena is too far off from a Lululemon outfit.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I think you did. And I think you're right, unfortunately. We will be right back. Stick around.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday with Mitzi, Monday, March 11, 2024. Maybe nothing speaks to the plight of American culture and the retreat into the Faustian dark winter that Oswald Spengler wrote about, quite like the fact that the cultural phenomenon of Barbenheimer received a total of 21 Oscar nominations, apparently 8 for Barbie and 13 for Oppenheimer. Barbie received 8 Oscar nominations.
Wow.
And on this day in history, born on this day in history, in 1961, Ken, the cultural icon and Barbie's go-to counterpart, born on March 11, 1961.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
And so, you know, you said it, the dress, in a word, was the wardrobe was confusing. And so here we are. Barbie is an 8-time Oscar nominee, and Ken was born on this day. So
couldn't be a more perfect match.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it was definitely a Barbie and Ken night, I'm sure.
Yeah. I saw one example of the brooch thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
One gentleman with something strange. Who was that? Simu Liu?
Yeah. Wasn't a carnation.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll have to move on. The slow motion train wreck that is American culture. I think this is what happens when we, I don't know. You know that we try to keep it light on Mondays. We try to stay on the sunny side of the street. If I start rolling downhill, bad things will happen. So
keep on the sunny side.
Yeah, we won't stay on the sunny side. I think that Carl Sagan had a point. Celebration of ignorance.
Maybe we can call it Sunny Monday with Mom.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, it helps to keep on the sunny side when you're sometimes a little uninformed about some of the things that are going on.
But how do you do that when you see these kinds of things happening around you? I mean, what happens to the Oscars when you do something like what John Cena did? I don't know if it affects families. Do they care? Is it too late for children to watch the Oscars? Too late at night? Is that even a thing anymore in American culture? Do we have any rules?
Well, I agree with you, and I think that it's wonderful to have people like you in my life that, you know, you can be my watchmen.
All right.
So I don't be the watchman. So I don't look too much like Chauncey the Gardener.
Interesting reference. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.